Playing online and on smart devices. Now on London Scotia Radio, it's podcast time. I'm George Matlock. Welcome to an episode of Collared here on London Scotia Radio. These are the occasional interviews that we do when somebody writes into us with an interesting story to tell. And indeed, our guest today did exactly that last week, wrote in to me, Louise Fuller, who's now on the line. Welcome to London Scotia Radio.
Thank you, George.
It's lovely to have you on board. Now, you wrote to me about a week ago, I know, and you told me about the amazing story of your Scottish Terrier, who is called Mary, or was Mary. And you wrote in a lot of detail about your love of canines. Obviously, you told us about your Labradors as well. And you told me the story about Mary and how she was a rescue through Stex, with whom we work very closely here at London Scotty Club. And the story really touched me. And that's why I invited you to join us in this interview. And I think it's very nice that you were, and very brave that you have agreed to come forward and to speak about your Scotty. So maybe perhaps we just go back to at the beginning, which is where you wrote in, because you wanted to join the London Scotty Club, didn't you?
I did, George. So we lost Mary 4 weeks ago today, quite suddenly. And obviously, it was quite a shock. And a lady that we hire a cottage from in North Yorkshire had been to a terrier meetup. And she said to me she'd met a couple that had adopted two Scotties from Stex. And we'd actually adopted Mary from a rescue called Pro Dogs Direct. And so she said, she gave me the details anyway. So I became a member of Stex, but I explained to them that we're actually going away for 2 weeks at the beginning of September, so wouldn't be looking to get another Scotty until we were back home. So anyway, missing Mary and not seeing any Scotties around where I live, I was woke up in the night obviously sobbing because I'm still grieving for Mary. And I had a look on Stex, and then I came across the London Scotty Club, and I was reading some of the stories on there and listening to some of the podcasts, and I thought, oh, I wish I'd found you when Mary was alive. But it just prompted me to email you and ask if I could be a member, although I'm Scottyless at the moment. And although I don't live in London now, I was previously living in London, and you kindly let me join as an honorary member.
Thank you. That's a great wrap of what we discussed, and thank you very much for that, Louise. I have to say, as a technicality, you are kind of still London bound, because I believe you live in the home counties, don't you?
I do. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So. Our general rule has always been the M25, okay, and that has been kind of our geography. But as the club has expanded, and we've been going since 2016, so people have tried to bend the rules and say, well, I'm only just a few miles outside of the M25. So we actually opened our doors. We took the view, and this was kind of a club committee decision, that you can be a supporter of a particular football club but not actually live in the town from where the team is. And I think that's a very good comparison, right? We have always taken the view that we won't decline people joining, even though they're outside of London. And now we have actually a membership which is nationwide. In fact, so much so that we've actually had to restrict the admission cycle. So we only admit members once every quarter, so every 3 months. And the next one is coming up in early September, in fact, the next admission list. And we've there was a Wheaton Scotty that I was speaking to only today, the owner today, and I said, oh yes, you remember, you need to sign up before the next walkabout, which is taking place at the end of September. So usually about a week or so before the next walkabout, that's when we do the whole admission cycle. We do that really because we're volunteers, and it's so much easier to manage when you're doing these kind of on bulk as opposed to every other day or whatever. So it's just more for us, it's much easier to manage. But that's an internal matter. But it's great to have you on board. And Louise, yes, indeed, you're very welcome to join the London Scotty Club, even if you're in John O'Groats or in Land's End. So welcome to the club.
Thank you.
And we say honorary only because on a technicality, you are, as you said yourself, Scotty-less at the moment. But tell us about Mary, because her story is a very brave one as well, isn't it? I mean, how you came to rehome her and look after her. But I mean, how old was she when you lost her?
Well, when we adopted Mary, there was a sort of that nobody really knew how old she was. So we thought she was 4, and we'd adopted her in 2019, October 2019. And so we thought she was 9. But actually, when she passed away, the vet said she was over 10. So we just had a, short of 5 years, really.
Yeah, yeah. And now her early years, her formative years, were not happy ones, were they? Where had she been living before Stex, partnered you with Mary?
She'd been rescued from a traveller's site, and she'd been used for breeding. The reason they handed her over was because she had a chicken bone stuck in her throat, and she was quite emaciated, and she also had an untreated fracture on her front left leg as well. So, she'd had a hard life, and they handed her over to the rescue. And I met Donna, who fostered Mary when I was out walking my other dogs, and I took a bit of a shine to Mary. And when I got back to my car and put the dogs in the car, Mary was beside me. So I said to Donna, oh, I quite like Mary, and what do I need to do? And she sort of signposted me to the application form online and said, complete that, and then I'll come and do a home check. Mm-hmm. And then a week later, we picked up Mary. And she was on, that was her gotcha day. She was ours.
And did Stex do anything to help make Mary comfortable? Well, because obviously she had two serious things. She had a problem with her ligament and this chicken bone.
Yeah. So it was Pro Dogs Direct that had rescued her, and obviously she went straight to the vets, and the chicken bone was removed by forceps, and then the fracture had healed. So she just kind of had a bit of a bend on a front leg, and she was she needed a really good trim as well. Her coat was really matted, so she had all that trimmed back, and then they fed her up until she was ready for adoption.
There is, of course, a very important message in this, and that is about chicken bones. I don't know about you, but I never allow my dogs, and they're Scotties, to go anywhere near a chicken bone, because they're like they're like needles, some of them, and they're incredibly dangerous, and are clearly not something you want a dog to be near to. So there's definitely a lesson there, I think, for all of us who are dog owners to avoid such risks in the first place. And it's a shame that she had the other problem, obviously, but it sounds like it kind of healed itself. And And it didn't cause her discomfort thereafter.
No, so it was just an untreated fracture, and it, like you say, it healed itself, and she just kind of got on with it, really.
Yeah.
But I suspect that she was scavenging when she was, looking for food.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not well looked after, like we look after our Scotties. So, yeah.
But at least they had the common sense to deliver the dog to somebody who could look after, right? Because you said that they did pass her over. And we all know that probably made the difference, made a huge difference.
Yeah.
And time was everything in that case. I'm sure things would have only just got worse if they had prevaricated over this decision. And now you are without a Scottie, but the question that everybody's going to want to ask is, having given a loving home to a Scottie for about nearly 5 years, will you have another Scottie? It sounds like you will from what you said earlier.
Definitely. Yep. I just said I'll never get another Mary, but I would be able to give another dog a good home. And I don't usually go for a smaller dog, George. So, the Scottie was my first experience of a small dog, and I wouldn't have any other dog now. So I've got my Labradors, but definitely go for a Scottie next time. And I did speak to a lady called Kath. It wasn't Kath Marchbank. At Stex at the weekend, and I said, because I only do rescue dogs, I wouldn't go to a breeder. And that's what I liked about the London Scottie Club, the ethics around it, that you wouldn't promote any like puppies being sold for profit. I would only do rescue. So I did listen to your podcast with Cash Marchbank when she'd adopted an older Scottie and then found out it had bladder cancer, but she'd not had it for long, but what it gave her as well. And I think I would go for an older dog because they're harder to rehome, aren't they?
They are, and obviously the older they are, the more complicated it becomes because more and more things can, accumulate. And sometimes it's behavioural, it's not just physical, right? It's also the way that a dog was mistreated sometimes, or sometimes they're not mistreated. Yeah. Not all dogs that need to be rehomed are actually have the plight that Mary had. I mean, a lot of Scotties are just with elderly people who no longer can look after the Scotties, and it's just the right decision to try to rehome the dogs. But of course, Stex is, as they say themselves and on their website, they're trying to bring owners and dogs together. In actual fact, their role is not just to be some kind of a clearinghouse for dogs to be rehomed. Their role is to try and keep families together, and that's why they try to provide medical support, pay the medical bills and so on, so that owners don't have to let go of their dogs. And I think that's the commendable thing that they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So it's a fantastic charity, Stex. And you mentioned the Labradors. Now, I know you have had Labradors, and I'm sure after what you just said about you wouldn't have any other dog than a Scottie, they must be looking over their shoulders now, looking a bit nervous.
Well, we had a Labrador Collie Cross that we lost in February. He was 15, but we'd had him since a puppy because my children were younger then. The vet said to me, get a puppy, and he'd come from many tears. And he'd been rescued from a dog pound in Ireland. And then we had another one similar, but we lost her in 2018. So then we went back to many tears and got Betty a lab as company for Bear. And so she's still with us. And then after we lost Bear, we adopted a fox red Labrador as company for her. And we've had him since the beginning of April.
It's lovely what you said as well about, you wouldn't normally have chosen a small dog, but I suppose any Scottie owner will tell you that a Scottie is a huge dog in a small
body. A small body.
You know.
Yeah, definitely.
We talk about them having their own kind of Scottitude, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm so thrilled to hear that that Mary has made such a huge impression on you in terms of the breed. And mm-hmm. you're like all the other Scottie owners that I've ever met. Once they've you know, partnered with a Scottie, that's it. That's the dog that they want to have. So we really wish you all the very best for the future and for bringing whoever this will be, this new Scottie, to our walkabouts at the London Scottie Club in the future. And please Thank stay you. In touch. Please drop us a line and let us know how you're getting on with the search. We very much look forward to meeting you. So whether or not you're in or outside of the M25 motorway around orbital motorway around London, you are very much now welcome to join the club.
Thank you very much, George.
Okay. So with that, we'll wish you a very pleasant day ahead. And, well, we'll be in touch, no doubt, to hear your exciting news when you have more to tell.
I will. I'll keep you in the loop. But thank you very much, George, for
thank
your
you.
Time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to London Scottie Radio. This and all our podcasts are available online at londonscottie.club. If you liked it, be sure to subscribe to us from your favourite podcast player app. Also visit us on YouTube for fun videos. And if you have a Scottish Terrier in London or nearby, be sure to join us.